Phyllis Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, popular speaker, and the author of 20 books, including the book Feminist Fantasies, that reveals the feminist influence on the media, on college campuses, and right in your children's classrooms. Now here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
The hottest issue at the grassroots in America is the attempt to force the Common Core curriculum on all students. That was proved again at the summer meeting of the Republican National Committee when the 168-member committee passed two resolutions denouncing Common Core standards. One resolution commends the parent activists in five states, Indiana, Missouri, South Carolina, Oklahoma, and North Carolina, who have succeeded in stopping the implementation of Common Core. It has truly been a David versus Goliath battle in which energized moms have gone up against the entire establishment of both political parties, plus the teachers' unions, the Chamber of Commerce, and Bill and Melinda Gates. The other resolution attacks the new U.S. history framework for the College Board's AP test in American history. This so-called framework is not technically part of the Common Core standards, but it's closely related because the new head of the College Board, David Coleman, is recognized as the architect of Common Core. The U.S. history framework proves that the goal of Common Core is not just the dumbing down of America. It's also intended to teach and emphasize what's bad about American history instead of what's good about our great country. The plan is to lock in dictatorial control by the exams. Your kid's ticket to college admission and even to a high school diploma is passing the test written by the Common Core people. And your kids won't be able to pass the test unless they have studied the curriculum prescribed by Common Core so-called standards. That's how the Common Core busybodies plan to control the minds and attitudes of young people. I urge you to read and distribute the Phyllis Schlafly Report, which explains all this in more detail.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. Have you or your children had any direct experience getting burned or misled by the Common Core travesty? Go to eagleforum.org and share your story in a blog conversation with Phyllis Schlafly. Voice your support for local control of education at eagleforum.org. That's eagleforum.org. And join us again for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Wouldn't it be nice to have one product that replaces more than 10, saving you space, time, and money? HempUSA.org has a complete full-spectrum vitamin mineral detox formulation called Micro Plant Powder Gold. Micro Plant Powder Gold contains 101 vitamins, minerals, probiotics, and iodine, has a 100-year shelf life, and is a perfect addition to any storage shelter. Make Micro Plant Powder Gold your choice. Call 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org today.
Come to Finca Bayano, a small community in Panama, which is being established for people who believe that a future crisis may be difficult to survive in North America after a collapse of the system. Go to bugoutpanama.com for more information. There is limited space for 100 people only. Go to bugoutpanama.com to immigrate as long as you can. Prepare. Don't despair. At bugoutpanama.com. Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit herbalhealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature one person at a time. Herbalhealer.com.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureEffect Ultra today by visiting PureEffectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureEffectFilters.com.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at TakeFromCaesar.us.
The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear we're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong.
We need leaders who will lead us, not ransom us. That's exactly what we need. We've got to take America back. This is Erskine sitting in for John Stadtmiller. And we're going to go immediately to the phones to Mike in South Carolina. Mike in the Palmetto State. Go for it, Mike.
Yes, sir. If you look very carefully, by the way, thanks for all you're doing, Erskine.
Thank you, sir.
You look very careful. We're getting a lot of laws that are being passed that are not good for America or for America's people. These are evil laws. They're being passed and thrown down our throats by evil people. 60-70% of all your judges, prosecutors, and lawyers are all members of the kosher rat pack. You will not get America back until you get Israel out of America.
I'm not sure if it's Israel, but you're definitely right that the laws being passed are not for America, Mike. You got no question about that. And we're looking at, we need people who will stand up, and they're not standing up. We've got too much compromise going on. We don't need compromise. We need people who put their big boy pants on and do what needs to be done and what needs to be done.
Being, yes. We all know they're being bought off. They've been bought off. We don't get representation out here. After listening to Clint Richardson, you'll find out that we don't have a constitution, it's a piece of paper. So to get that back, you're going to have to fight for it. You have to take it by force.
And when they've said it's a piece of paper. We've had our leaders say that. And when you're looking at the situation, if they think it's a piece of paper, then they take an oath to uphold and defend that piece of paper. That means nothing to them. An oath means something, doesn't it to you?
Who's taking the oath? The president? Is that who it is?
Well, President, every member of Congress, every person from the dog catcher right up and down the line takes an oath to what? Uphold and defend the Constitution of the United States of America. They all take that oath.
President is also Jewish. You know what the oath of the Kol Nidre is every year they take? It means that they don't have any other oaths that they will abide by except the Kol Nidre. It's taken every year during Yom Kippur. Every year they do that. And every president since Franklin D. Roosevelt has been a Jewish-born president. Every single one of them, including the ones you've got now. That's why they don't care anymore. And when I said Israel, get Israel out, that's a false, fake Israel over there. That's not a real Israel. It's man-made, not God-made. You better read the Bible, and I'm not a Bible thumper, but you better get the thing straightened out. You're not going to get it back, America, until you get Israel out of America.
Well, thank you for your opinion, Mike. And let's go to Mike in Florida. Another Mike. Stefan in Connecticut. Are you there, Stefan?
Yeah, hi. This is Stefan in Connecticut.
Hi, Stefan. Very, very happy to hear from you. What would you like to add?
Okay, I want to talk about the CIA and NKVD from Russia. I was an army intelligence officer in an Eastern European country. I'm 55 years old, and I know exactly what happened. A few years after World War II, they decided to divide the world. Now, it sounds like crazy, but they did that under Stalin and Roosevelt and Churchill. So what happened is, at that particular point, they decided that all the army intelligence were going to be based in East Germany and Poland and some Russia territory. I saw that with my own eyes. What happened is, and what happened right now in Ukraine, is that dividing on the world. See, Ukraine was not going to be a complete country. They have the river over there, so you're going to see pretty soon Eastern Ukraine dominated by Russians and Western Ukraine dominated by, obviously, European Union.
Right.
What do you say about that?
Well, I think what you've got, one of the things that is a factor there, the Russians, of course, have the pipeline, and they were going to build, instead of going to Europe, they're taking the pipeline down to Turkey. We forced them into a very sad situation in many regards, and a lot of people are talking about the Eastern or the Ukrainian government having a lot of neo-Nazis in the government, which is an official party, and they've got at least 15% of the vote. A lot of people are very scared that there's a neo-Nazi party emerging in Europe. What is comment on that, please, Mike?
Well, of course, of course. There are more than one neo-Nazi party. That's the one in Western Ukraine. I agree with that. How about the one in Bulgaria? How about the one in Germany? How about the one in Greece? How about Le Pen in France? How about Germany neo-Nazis? How about that?
I really hate to see the Nazis raising their ugly head again, but I do notice what's happening here, what's happening around the world, is a national socialism. That is a government and private enterprise. You can see that here, where if they favor this enterprise, they're getting more and more goodies from the government, they're getting contracts and everything. That is national socialism. The Obamacare is national socialism. It's being instituted throughout the world. The Nazis did not go away. As a matter of fact, Galen, who was the head spy for the Nazis, became head of the CIA in Eastern Europe. We put Nazis into all these positions. They're still here.
As a matter of fact, right now, the Department of Homeland Security is half Nazis. Don't you understand that?
Absolutely. Absolutely we do. And that is one of the critical things. You have the Russians, you have the Chinese, you've got the Nazis, and you've got the Anglo-Americans. There are a lot of powers at work in the world today, but people refuse to recognize that the Nazis are here. They never went away.
They could not get away because what's happening is United States hired them after Germany collapsed.
Operation Paperclip. Not only hired them, brought them all over here. Absolutely. You're right on top of it, Mike. And being from there, you understand more than most people what's going on today. We've got a huge worldwide power play. It isn't a monolithic power play, but it's a huge worldwide power play. I want to thank you so much for the call, Stefan.
Thank you very much.
Francis in North Carolina, are you there?
Hey, fellas.
Hi, Francis. How's it going?
Not too bad. Staying warm. What can I tell you?
That's a good thing. That's a good thing. This global warming hasn't gotten you into any trouble. You're not overheating, are you?
Don't even get me started with that climate change. The only thing that's going on with the climate is the fact that they're doing chemtrail spraying that's messing up the jet stream and... North Atlantic current. So
yeah, great show between chemtrails and HARP. It absolutely is. And the way that we're got going. Go there. You got another topic? Go for it, Francis.
Well, yes, because I want to throw a monkey wrench into the stew pot.
Throw that monkey wrench.
Well, I understand that there's a military in the U.S., along with other countries that have a military. But at least for the U.S., and as being supposedly a Christian nation, and what I'm trying to figure out is this. If Joshua ben Joseph, also known as Jesus, had basically taught in all of his teachings about love your neighbor as yourself and your enemy more so than yourself, then how can there be a Christian soldier serving in the military?
I'll give you one answer on that. I'll give you one answer. Okay. When Jesus went into the temple, he didn't go in there empty-handed. He walked in there with a whip. People forget about that. More when we return and with Francis, Dave, and David, all three of you, when we return on with John Miller.
Americans are reeling from Obamacare, higher prices, and an epidemic of policy lapses. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com has you covered. World-class medical and surgery at one of Asia's most modern hospitals. 300 doctors, surgeons, and dentists serving 300,000 patients a year. Fractions of U.S. prices. Friends or family forced to go out of pocket? Avoid bankruptcy. Tell them to run. Run like hell. Hit us up now. We'll show you how. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
What are you thinking? Microplant powder with iodine and probiotics for a total body detox for around $10 a month. HempUSA.org has 12 formulations of microplant powder for absorbing and removing toxins from your kidneys, liver, blood, lungs, stomach, and colon, and feel better than ever. It alkalizes, oxygenates, kills parasites, does the job of 10 products. That saves you space, time, and money. Call 888-910-4367 only at HempUSA.org.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit HerbalHealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time. HerbalHealer.com.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
Ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
Not with us right now, but he's with us, but he's not here right now. And be sure to listen Saturday nights for Erskine Overnight. That's me. I think you'll enjoy the show. We've got a really great show coming up. We've got two of the people who were at Benghazi during 13 hours of fighting. They're going to be with us. We've got some other people who are going to be on. A gentleman who did an incredible movie called There's No Place Like Utopia. It's a great movie and story of tales from my real father about Barack Obama. I think you'll enjoy listening to Joel on that. Just have a lot of things. And we've got Tom Sawyer, who's going to be joining us, who used to write for Murder, She Wrote. He's an absolutely superb writer and a fun person. So prepare for a good time Saturday night. For a good time Saturday night, listen to Erskine Overnight right here on most of these RBN stations. If we're not on your station, ask them why not. We should be. Or you can listen online. We're talking with Francis in North Carolina. Francis, go with it.
Hey, did I chase John out?
No, he left long before you got here.
I'm crushed.
He'll be back. He'll be back tomorrow. He loves you.
I know. You know, you said about Jesus going in with a whip. That is true. He did. However, that
same was money, from... same money changers we have today.
Well, let me get there.
Okay.
During the fact that he was doing that was a what you call a spiritual or righteous anger is the reason why he was doing that from. However, when you have the military personnel here in the States going into another country, are they doing it with a spiritual righteous anger? No, they're not.
I don't think they're going in with love in their hearts. No.
Well, I'll finish it up. Basically, what it comes down to is that when these personnel go over there, they're either going in there because they have a one mindset that they've been conditioned to think or drugged to start off with, or maybe they've been cloned for that matter, to go over into another country to wage this military action, which includes bloodthirst and probably who knows what, on the people in a given country that they're supposedly going to attack. Here's the word I said, attack. It's one thing between attacking somebody in a given area compared to going in and defending a sacred area, such as what Joshua ben Joseph, also known as Jesus, had done himself. Big difference. So the fact that it's calling a Christian army here in the U.S. is actually an oxymoron.
Well, one of the books that I would recommend to people is called War is a Racket by General Smedley Butler, where he says you're not fighting under the banner of Jesus, you're not fighting under the banner of the United States of America, you're fighting under the banner of Chevron, you're fighting under the banner of Exxon. It's about the multinational companies. And Smedley Butler was the most decorated hero of World War I. He was a great man. He wrote this in the 1930s or 1940s, and when you read it, it's like it was written today. That is the most significant book, I would say, one of the most significant books I've ever read. That I would recommend to a lot of people. War is a Racket, put out by Farrell House out of Port Townsend, Washington. Get a copy of it, please. Forget the pictures in it. They're kind of gross pictures. But the book is fabulous. Francis, thank you
so much.
Have
a good one.
Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. Let's go to Dave in Boston. David, welcome from Beantown.
Yeah, hi, may I speak with
you? Used to love there. Love to go up there. The seafood's remarkable. The driving is terrible, but it's a wonderful place for seafood.
is this Inspector Erskine?
No, that's a different one. This is a different one. I'm not inspecting anything. I'm just trying to have some fun and hopefully get some truth out on the National Intel Report, right.
Do you remember Inspector Erskine, Ephraim Zimbalist Jr. of the FBI
show? I do. I remember him. I remember his daughter, Stephanie Zimbalist. She was quite nice to look at. My wife's sitting here, that's all I can say. Right.
Hey, Erskine, I'd like to relate something. I had an incident happen to me today. This is a first-hand account now. Just quickly, I was over at the Veterans Administration Hospital today in Jamaica Plain in Boston.
Right. I know where that is. Right.
Yeah, and I'm a patient. I'm a patient there.
I didn't think you'd be going there because for the food.
So anyways, I have this disease that I inherited, and I won't go into it all, and I know you won't understand this, but I kid him up in hematology and oncology that I have to shed my blood for all the sins of the VA.
Hematology means blood, and oncology means cancer.
I'm the ninth floor was oncology, hematology, and I had to be treated up there for about 2.5 years, and I have to be treated, I still have to ongoing treatment, but it's not as intense. I have this blood disease that I inherited, that I have to keep shedding my blood for the sins of the, I call it the vampire administration. I have to have these regular bloodlettings.
That's what they call the phlebotomists. They're vampires, right?
Yeah, I call the VA the vampire administration.
Right, right.
But listen, Erskine, I went up there to a nurse that does my procedure for me. I've known her for about the last 5 years. This nurse, she usually works on Thursday, and that's usually when I have my bloodletting on Thursday. And but for some reason, she wasn't working today. She normally works, but I had a Christmas card for her in an envelope. And I know she's a Catholic girl and everything, so I'm not giving a Christmas card to a Jewish nurse or something. I know this lady, and she's Catholic and everything, a nice Catholic family lady and everything. She's married with
right.
kids. So anyways, I always crack jokes, Erskine. I made a couple of jokes, and I had everybody laughing, and then some of the old veterans were getting their chemotherapy.
Right.
And and I was kidding them how they were taking that there was white lightning in the bags, that the VA was dripping white lightning into them and everything, because it's a clear liquid, the chemotherapy. So I had them all in stitches, when they say laughter is the best medicine. But
Norman Cousin said that. You betcha. Go for it.
Yeah. So anyways, quickly, Erskine. When I was leaving, so in other words, there was no problem. There was nothing but
everybody's happy. Get to the point now.
Yeah, the point is, as I'm at the door, I wish them a Merry Christmas as I was leaving. I just wish them a Merry Christmas and a Blessed New Year. I go downstairs within just a few minutes. Within just a few minutes, Erskine, I'm surrounded by VA cops. They're like a wolf pack around me and everything. And they start saying, well, what are you doing wandering through the hospital? You can't wander through this hospital talking to people and all this stuff. And I was confused. I didn't know what was up and everything. But then it finally dawned on me, and I said right to them, I says, come on now. You know it was because I wished everybody a Merry Christmas. And that's why you people are harassing me like I'm some kind of a criminal. And they all looked away and looked down and everything else. I had put my finger right on the button. But
of course you put your finger on it. You can't wish anybody a Merry Christmas anymore. You put your finger right on it, and they're taking anything having to do with that slap out of all the military. Can't even have chaplains anymore. It's really gotten bad. Remember the old saying, World War II, there are no atheists in foxholes? There are no atheists. There are no Christians in leadership.
Yeah, and they wouldn't let me just go. I mean, they dragged me up. I had to have some. I had to go up to the blood work, the lab, to have some blood work done and everything. But they escorted me up there, and they told me to wait. And they went in with the phlebotomist and looked right into the computer to verify that I was patient. And
there is a war not only against Christians, but there's a war against Christianity in this country. We're seeing it more and more. You know it. I know it. You're giving us proof of it. Thanks for the call. Stay wishing people a Merry Christmas. If they're not Christian, it's the season. Wish them a Merry Christmas. I hate these stores. Happy holidays. Forget it. It's Christmas season. We'll be right back.
Sleeping, they came and took it all away.
Did you know there are 3 million edible food plants on Earth, and none have the nutritional value of the hemp plant? HempUSA.org offers you hemp protein powder. It does not contain chemicals or THC, is non-GMO, and is 100% gluten-free. Hemp protein powder burns fat, builds muscle, contains 53% protein, and feeds the body the nutrients it needs. Call 888-910-4367 and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
Americans are reeling from Obamacare, higher prices, and an epidemic of policy lapses. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com has you covered. World-class medical and surgery at one of Asia's most modern hospitals. 300 doctors, surgeons, and dentists serving 300,000 patients a year. Fractions of U.S. prices. Friends or family forced to go out of pocket? Avoid bankruptcy. Tell them to run. Run like hell. Hit us up now. We'll show you how. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
Recent events have shown just how vulnerable we are to deadly viruses, bacteria, and fungus. These diseases are all caused by infectious pathogens that often get the upper hand on conventional medical treatments. Now more than ever, there's a great need for a product that will help protect us. Look no further. Supernatural Silver can provide immune system support to help fight off these deadly pathogens. Supernatural Silver is a new and vastly improved type of silver solution that's safe and extremely effective against 143 types of bacteria, both forms of viruses, mold, and yeast. Supernatural Silver can be taken orally or used topically and can be used in a nebulizer or vaporizer for inhalation. With over 180 scientific studies by independent universities, hospitals, and research institutions, Supernatural Silver is a powerful weapon against disease. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off your entire order. Give you and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, Strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. escapeharassment.com.
This is Erskine City in for John Stettmiller on the National Intel Report. And hopefully you'll listen to Erskine overnight this Saturday. I've got to tell a little story after listening to David in Boston about Christmas. And I think it's quite telling and quite meaningful. It had a great impact on me. I'd been working for a couple of months at a very strange job, which I don't mind saying it. There's no job that's too strange or too weird, as long as it's honest work. I was Santa Claus for the city of Louisville. You notice I said that in Southern way, Louisville, not Louisville. But if you're from there, they all pronounce it Louisville. And it was quite an honor to be the city Santa Claus. And it was a lot of fun. Had people from one day old, little baby, all the way up to over 100. And it was a long, long trek doing that. So Christmas Eve, I went to visit my grandmother, who at the time was 105 or 106, and it was snowing outside. I wanted just to get home. That beard had gotten to where it had been itching. I was so happy to be out of it. And she said, would you mind going to see some of the older people here at the nursing home? And I looked over at her, and I just looked her as straight in the eye, and I said, sure. Well, you don't say no to your grandmother. Come on. especially when she's 105, 106, and one of the sweetest people I ever knew in my entire life. So we went by. My wife was Mrs. Claus. She looked more like an elf, but she passed herself off as Mrs. Claus. And we went over, and this fellow was lying there with his face on the table, drooling. And you look over at him, see this older guy drooling on the table, and I took a candy cane and put it between his fingers. Well, Mrs. Claus looked at him and said, "You don't want that. You want a kiss from Mrs. Claus," and kissed him on the forehead. He just looked up and gave the biggest smile. There's a lady standing behind him. She started crying. Tears came down her eyes, all the way onto her blouse. She was crying and crying and crying. And I said, "My dear, what seems to be the problem?" She said, "That's my father." I said, "And?" "And he has not changed his expression for 7 years. Kiss from Mrs. Claus, a candy cane from Santa Claus, and it made her Christmas 1,000%. Made her father's 1,000%, but mine more than that. It gave me an impression of what Christmas really is all about. The presents didn't matter. The beard itching didn't matter. It's the joy and peace that you feel. I didn't know what religion he was. I didn't ask. If he was Jewish, more power to him. If he was Christian, more power to him. I didn't ask about any of that. What was important was, for one brief moment, I saw a Christmas miracle. That's what it's about. That's what Christmas is all about. So when you're buying the presents and all this, relax, take a deep breath. I'm going to do that and go to Dave in Nevada. Dave, you're on John Statmiller's National Intel Report. We're happy to have you. Thank you for holding on. I'm sorry it took so long.
No problem. And Merry Christmas. How does that sound?
You know, that really sounds good to me. I like it. I like it. It doesn't matter if you're what your religion is. This is Christmas season. Wish people Merry Christmas. Come on, let's get real. It's not the holiday. It's Christmas.
No, seriously. What are we celebrating? We're celebrating Christmas.
Christ
That's a holiday.
Mass. Christ so, Mass.
Right.
That's what it
if
is.
If it's not Christmas, then what are we doing? Then we shouldn't have the Christmas at all if we're not celebrating Christmas.
Right.
So just say Merry Christmas if you don't like it.
Every merchant's making a lot of money off of it. The least they can do is wish you a Merry Christmas if you're buying
exactly.
Christmas presents.
Yeah,
come on.
You know, the capitalists can appreciate that.
Yes. You didn't call for that, did you?
About what?
About what you just said. You called about something else you wanted to talk about.
Oh, yeah. I wanted to talk about gold and silver.
Okay, I love gold and silver.
I bet you do. I just wanted to say something really quick about a couple of been said about Christianity and this being a Christian nation. I think people have to be careful about what they mean by a Christian nation, because there is a large segment of America that is Christian, but the founders of this country were not Christian by any stretch of the imagination, and the founding document of this country was not Christian either, because it separated the church and the state. So if people keep saying that this is...
Now, let me interrupt here. There's nothing in the founding document separating church and state. That was a letter written by Thomas Jefferson to a Baptist church. There is nothing in the Constitution about church and state. This has been a misnomer that people have been saying for years. It is not there. Simply not there. And to keep propounding that and propound that there wasn't anything, every state constitution, the Constitution of the United States, has an obedience to God, not to Jesus, but to God. And this is very important to them. When you remove God out, then you're removing a lot. You have to have, we believe that we're a country based on God. Now, I have problems with fundamentalists. Fundamentalist Christians, fundamentalist Jews, fundamentalist Muslims have problems with fundamentalists. But we were founded in a large degree. Most of the founders were Christian. whether, but they did not stress you did not have to be Christian. But we do not have in the Constitution a separation between church and state. Nowhere in the Constitution. I won't let you get by with that one, David.
Well, I'm sorry?
I won't let you get by with that. There is no separation of
church
and
state. I want to talk about gold and silver, so I'll just say one thing about that. Thomas Jefferson was by no means anywhere close to being Christian, period. If people read his works and what his philosophy was, he was an Enlightenment philosopher. Benjamin Franklin was not Christian. He was exactly the opposite. If people read some of his works and some of the groups that he was a part of, he wanted nothing to do with Christianity. Now I understand what people, I can understand when people might be tempted to say that these people were neutral. They were not neutral about Christianity. That is a very big misconception. But anyways, I want to talk about gold and silver. Because I was reading this article today that all the gold is moving back to the from west to east. That means from the western nations, the U.S. and
a lot of truth to that. A lot of it's going to China, and the problem with China is they're not laying any gold out. It's going there. They're buying up as much as they can. Because the Chinese are very intelligent. They're seeing what's happening. India, they're buying up a lot of the silver in the world. They're buying up equal to most of what is being produced. If you believe that the economies are going to hold up, everything's going fine and dandy, don't buy gold and silver. If you believe everything's doing great, we're just going to be rocking along. But if you're looking at $18 trillion, well, it's closer to $200 trillion in debt. You're looking at fiat currency. You're looking at derivatives expressed in dollars. You're looking at the U.S. dollar being the reserve currency of the world and what's happening with that. And you think everything's going to go fine and Pollyanna. Then don't buy gold and silver. But if you think there's maybe a little chink in the armor there, buy it for insurance. Insurance as to what may be coming. And I'll guarantee you're going to make money with it. You're going to have something that is usable. The deal that they did in Argentina was they went into the banks and they gave people annuities for their money and they walked out. And the next day their dollars were worth 36 cents. They've got that plan to do it here. The Cyprus bail-in is coming here. This is what the bankers are doing. This is what the government's doing. They're looking for anywhere they can get their hand on money because it keeps them afloat a little bit longer. But, my friend, the game is going to end. You can only play musical chairs so long, and the music stops. When it stops, you better have an exit. And for my way of thinking, gold and silver is an exit. David, I want to thank you for the call from Nevada. Thanks for listening. Gold and silver is an exit plan. It is an excellent exit plan. It is a great insurance policy for you. I know it doesn't pay any interest, but you're not going to be concerned. You're not going to get any interest on your money in the bank. You're losing money with what's happening with inflation. We're going to take a break right now, and we'll be right back on National Intel Report.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821.
or visit PureEffectFilters.com.
Did you know there are 3 million edible food plants on Earth, and none have the nutritional value of the hemp plant? HempUSA.org offers you hemp protein powder. It does not contain chemicals or THC, is non-GMO, and is 100% gluten-free. Hemp protein powder burns fat, builds muscle, contains 53% protein, and feeds the body the nutrients it needs. Call 888-910-4367 and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
Americans are reeling from Obamacare, higher prices, and an epidemic of policy lapses. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com has you covered. World-class medical and surgery at one of Asia's most modern hospitals. 300 doctors, surgeons, and dentists serving 300,000 patients a year. Fractions of U.S. prices. Friends or family forced to go out of pocket? Avoid bankruptcy. Tell them to run. Run like hell. Hit us up now. We'll show you how. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit HerbalHealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time. HerbalHealer.com.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
Intel Report with John Stat Miller. Jerry in Chicago, you've got something you wish to say. Jerry, you're welcome. You're on. Happy to have you with us.
Thank you, Erskine, for taking my call. You know, earlier in the show, you talked about the Great Depression and people getting together and bartering and forming communities and helping each other out. And yes. I heard these stories at the dinner table every day growing up. And, you know, my generation, my family, we were taught to clean our plate. I mean, not even leave a crumb. You could almost.
Oh, you better believe it. I was too. And then you were giving the story about people starving in China. Who know they'd come back against us, right?
Oh, yeah. And I heard the stories of my dad living in 5 different houses. He was 5 years old during the Depression, and he lived with 5 different families until they finally got a stranglehold 8-9 years later when he was already a teenager and in high school.
That's what it all was about, though. That was what it was all about, Jerry. People getting along, getting together, helping one another. If you've got a problem, you've got guy next door who maybe be able to help you. You could help him. People helping each other. That's a major part of what we're missing in this country right now. Communicating, talking with each other, helping one another. That's what's good. And this Christmas season, we better get that spirit back, and this country better get it back.
You're starting to sound like Glenn Beck.
Well,
I'm not Glenn Beck. But that's John. He's joining in.
Hi, Jerry.
John Stepville. He's back with us. He figured it's time to take the program back. Okay.
How you doing, Jerry?
Real good, John. How about you?
I just had a little... What did you call that?
Optical TIA.
Optical TIA. I had a TIA episode.
In your eyes.
In my eyeballs. And Erskine was nice enough to fill in. But I'm all better
okay.
Now.
What a question. Nice enough. He said, sit there and do it. Yeah, that's how it works out, Jerry. That's Radio 101. You're sitting in the chair. Do it. Bye. Oh, my gosh. Yes. But
hey,
you want to talk about something, Jerry. Go for it.
Well, since John came back on, I just wanted to thank him for having Bear sit in for 2 hours Thanksgiving Eve. That was a very interesting show, and I like listening to Bear when he calls in. I think he's a very informative guy, and for the first time I got to hear Robert from Missouri there at midnight on Sunday,
and he
has got a very good show. He's a very informative guy, too, so you picked up two real good guys there.
Well, we've got a few holes to fill on the network, and it's going to be people that are a cut above, that's for sure.
Well, you know, something I've been, and this is kind of weird, about the last 20, 25 years, I watch nephews and nieces at the family get-togethers for the holidays and Thanksgiving and Christmas and so on, and I watch these kids load up their plate and then scoop half of it right into the garbage can, and I says, you know, one day, you're going to wish that you're going to remember when you're hungry after 5, 6, 7 days of not eating, you're going to remember all the times you threw away food and how many times I told you it's a waste. How many times you didn't pinch the tail of the shrimp to get all the meat out of the shrimp, which I don't eat anymore because I don't know where the shrimp is coming from.
But, Probably the Gulf.
Well, okay, if it's the Gulf, then it corrects it, and if it's they're poisoned, and if it's from the Northern Pacific, then it's radioactive. So
none of us gonna live forever, Jerry. None of us gonna live forever. Don't be too concerned about it, but I was told the same thing. You know, one of these days, the depression's gonna come, and you're gonna wish you had that cream chip beef. Well, it hasn't come yet, and I still didn't want that cream chip beef, but okay. But, you know, not everything your parents told you was right, you know. When people look at you and say, this hurts me more than it does you, I don't really think so. You know, I fall out of that tree and you break your leg, don't come running to me. You know, these things you have to wonder about. Go ahead, Jerry, I'm sorry, go.
Well, you know, since about 2009, I remember sitting down telling my parents that what's coming around the corner will make the Great Depression look like you couldn't afford a second scoop of ice cream on your ice cream cone.
It's already here.
And, yeah, I think
it's
already
here. It's here now. And we're into a police state. We're into National Socialism. It's all come here. It's crept on us. It hasn't crept on us. It's come in like a whirlwind. It's here. And people who say it's coming, they're wrong. It's here. We're into it.
Hey,
they're just not opening their eyes.
Jerry, did you have any other points? I wanted to steal the last few minutes of the show here. Anything else?
No, go ahead. Go ahead, guys. Thanks a lot for taking my call, and have a great day.
Okay.
Thank you for the call, Jerry.
Thanks, Jerry. Jerry in Chi-Town. I want to get back to this caller in Nevada. I've explained this, Erskine, on my show many times, and it's as if they don't hear what I'm saying. And as a talk show host, I sometimes wonder if it's like a married couple that's been married too long. You hear 1 out of 10 words that the other one says.
I can identify with that. I resemble that remark.
At any rate, I've simply put it this way. That the separation of church and state, and you're exactly right, Erskine, there's nothing in the Constitution about that. And where this came about was our good lawyer buddies over at the ACLU in 1961. The only thing about the separation of church and state is the federal government is not allowed to set up a religion for the people. This was not freedom from religion, it was freedom of religion.
That's what they want, religion of religion, not freedom from, but they want freedom from religion.
And this, the reason why they're doing that is you cannot have a good communist state, you can't have good little socialist state, if you have people that are separated. Where do people think that morality and ethics came from? Did they osmotically rub up against a tree and it rubbed off on them? No, they did not. The point is that we have a takeover by the communists in this country, and they want you separated from ethics and morality. Has anybody noticed?
I don't think God and communism, I think they're mutually exclusive. They can't deal with it. They really can't deal with it. They don't have it. That isn't their God, the God they worship. Oddly enough, the antithesis of what they're saying, the God they worship, communism is the most materialistic of all systems. It's set up on materialism, period.
You mean, or the lack of the stuff that they don't have.
Right, right. Then they find out they don't have any materialism when they set it up. But it's all based on economics. It's all based on materialism. And it's all based on a fraud because it doesn't work.
You know, where did I hear the saying that religion is the opiate of the masses? Wasn't that a communist over in Russia?
I think it was a guy, we'll have to mark his name down. Marx, that's it.
Yeah, Karl Marx.
Right.
And this, look, what's happening in this country right now is simply this.
There's our war on drugs, the opiate of the masses.
This is a democracy now. They're treating it as if it is a democracy. If they can get 51% of approval from the voters, they're going to do any damn thing that they want to.
It's not a democracy. It's a constitutional republic. Remember that.
People are not getting this. They're not grasping what is being done to this country. And until they understand it, I'm a big one for diagnosing the problem. If you don't understand the problem, you don't know how to correct it.
Right.
And this is the problem that I'm having with listeners. This is part of the reason I got so pissed off Tuesday. People aren't getting it. They think that they know. They know what they know, and they know subject matter pretty well. But the overall picture, they're not grasping it. They're watching their country melt away from them, but they don't know the mechanism of which it's being ripped out from under them. They don't get it.
If they don't agree with what we're saying, you have a question about it, get a copy of the Constitution and read it. Read it. Yeah. It isn't long. It isn't long. And this is the framework that our government has to operate on. It's their working manual. That's what they have to follow. And they aren't following it. We need to bring them back to that framework and put the nose to the grindstone. This is what you have to follow, Mr. Congressman, Mrs. Congressperson. This is what you have to follow, Senators. This is what you have to follow, President of the United States, whoever you may be.
Do you know, I saw on the House floor, I thought I was going to drop dead of a heart attack. Nah. It was our wonderful Congress critter. She's sitting on the Dianne Feinstein. Start talking about the Constitution. And I'm watching this, and I'm rather fascinated because here is a woman that's been so far away from the Constitution. It's the difference between night and day.
And we have a president who taught constitutional law.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah, well, I've seen judges that have turned people down for making a constitutional argument, and they tell the person standing in front of their bench, don't talk to me about the Constitution, but Your Honor, you're violating my rights. Shut up or I'm going to throw you in jail for contempt of court.
Welcome to America with a K.
Welcome to America with a K. That's exactly right. Erskine, I want to do a show with you tomorrow. I've got my eyes fixed now, and everything is cool, and we'll see all you guys tomorrow. Thanks, Erskine. Thank you all out there. Be back tomorrow with another edition of the National Intel Report. With finance.